The latest from podnews.net.
Wow. I'm really glad you came along. Thank you for rescuing me and for being so beautiful.
What?
Brave. Thank you for being so brave.
Gimlet are launching a new scripted LGBTQ+ series called The Two Princes. All episodes will be released on June the 4th on
Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's sponsored by a mail order dog food brand. Of note, Gimlet also has a new logo. Grab a free t-shirt from TeePublic. Podchaser have launched user profiles, and if you're one of the first 500 people to add your favourite podcasts to your profile, you get a free t-shirt. We'll link to all the details today in our episode notes and our newsletter. Billboard covers the plans from major record labels to launch their own podcasts today. SoundCloud have bought Repost Network, a leading rights management and distribution company. The company works with independent artists to support them, including distribution to more than 25 stores and content protection. Castos, developer of a podcast hosting WordPress plugin, Serious Simple Podcasting, is joining TinySeed, a remote-first startup accelerator. We're very excited about what it means to our company, founder Craig Hewitt tells us, to be part of such an elite group of startups and what the future holds for the business from this point forward. Spreaker has launched a mobile podcast editing tool within their Spreaker Studio app. The Rodecaster Pro has a new firmware update, version 1.2.1, which is a bug fix and stability release. The Illusionist has made it to Australia. G'day, Helen, and is running a series of live shows in the capital city of every state and territory, if you forget about Tasmania, as many people do. Tickets are available from our show notes and our newsletter. Pod UK, the Fan Focus Podcast Convention, is returning to Birmingham next February. They've already signed up the Amelia Project for a live episode, which was nominated in the British Podcast Awards. Paranormal podcast hosts Katina and Kim Kyle are putting on Alien Expo, an event all about extraterrestrial phenomena. The event is in Knoxville in Tennessee in the US in mid-August, and you could get there directly after Podcast Movement if you wanted to. Samantha Hennig, currently editorial director of audio at the New York Times, is leaving at the end of the month. She doesn't appear to have anything lined up, noting that she's free for coffee, lunch, or daytime drinking. Good on you. And the number of voice searches is naturally increasing substantially. We link to a nice graph and some stats today. In our podcast section, The Shrink Next Door, Wondery's newest event miniseries, is doing really well, doing better than Dirty John, Dr. Death and Gladiator, apparently, and number one in many countries. Podcast Academy this week features Pod News' World HQ, Brisbane, Australia, and interviews me about what I learnt when I moved here. This Land is a new podcast from Crooked Media to explore the dramatic history of Oklahoma tribal land rights. Benched features extraordinary stories from extraordinary humans from the world of sport. And My Stuttering Life follows husband, father, US Air Force Gulf War veteran and entrepreneur Pedro Penna on life with all its trials and tribulations as a person who stutters. And as a person who stutters, good luck. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.